You're listening to Round Table. Sometimes you want to take the bus or buy a drink from a vending machine, then you need to look for some change. If you see a big box of coins on the street offering free cash for people in need, would you take that money? It's been touted as a social experiment in society carried out in cities around China and the world. Let's talk about the social experiment and funny or interesting results of it.
Yes, so this test was carried out in some Chinese cities, including Chongqing, Taizhou, Chengdu, Shijiazhuang, Nanjing, several others, okay? And so what you can imagine is a box containing hundreds of 1 yuan coins was left on purpose in a prosperous section of the city. And so what the sign said was, if you're in urgent need, please take 5 yuan, but no more, and only 5 yuan per person, right? So that's what it boils down to. And I guess what they found out is many times people would look at it, they'd observe it, they'd talk about it, maybe take a picture, but not so often, a person would take some yuan, but they wouldn't take more than 5 in many, many cases. So this kind of test also happened, as I understand, and was first carried out in London. And basically, you can imagine there was a very low coin currency, as I understand, a penny, which I think 100 pennies equals a pound. And so there was just a huge mountain of these pennies, and people would see them. They would take pictures and take selfies, you know. I like to do that. But nobody would really try to take all these coins, you know. And if somebody did, it wasn't many at all. So there's this weird thought behind this, like, why aren't people taking it? I mean, in this case, it was 15,000, I guess, pounds worth of pennies. A lot. But nobody took it. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I think it's a sign that actually our living standard is raising. That is, it's not that big of a lure anymore. If I'm putting like 100 yuan bills in that boxes and so many of it, I doubt the situation would be stay the same. And I suddenly have an idea of putting a toy machine next to it so people can get the coin and play with the machine.
Yeah, I think if you went on the corner of a prosperous, because remember London, prosperous city, and then, you know, in these prosperous towns as well, this is where it was conducted. If you said, hey, do you want to be a millionaire? They're like, oh, me? You chose me? Oh my God, honey. Okay, you can be a millionaire, but we're paying in pennies, you know, and this happened like in the U.S., let's say Chicago. You'd be like, nah, that's all right. I don't want to be a millionaire. Because, you know, that there's 100 pennies in $1, right? And a million, $10 million, a millionaire just in general. Some people would say, ugh, you know, I already make good money and that's more problem than it's worth. And I think she's, you know, New Holland's totally right. In these areas, they're not hurting for money. But maybe if you went to rural areas around the world and you had this kind of experiment, you would see people take the money because maybe money goes further in these areas. But in these prosperous areas, people have jobs. They're not necessarily in need. So they see it, they're like, it's more trouble than it's worth because they're coins, right?
Yeah, but coins are of different value. And I think the coins that are being presented here in China, 1 yuan, you can buy quite
stuff.
A lot of
stuff
with 1 yuan. It's not as small as one penny.
Yeah, but
think.
You're not necessarily in need because remember, this was conducted in a prosperous area of the city.
Well, there's vending machines going on the bus.
But
and
chances are you have enough money for that.
And also, there is another thing that caught our attention is there is a good number of people who are actually actively replenishing into the fund.
Yeah.
So they're taking change out of their own pockets and putting it into that pile, which surprised a lot of people.
I do want to say that in the U.S., if I saw this, the first thing I would do while I was, you know, finding out about this whole story, I was like, yeah. Dude, if I saw a box full of pennies, I was like, you can get rid of these. I'd just take all my pennies, dump them in there too, and walk off. And you know, somebody would talk about it later and be like, yeah, he's a nice guy. He donated those pennies. I was like, yeah, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, well, okay. Who can argue against right?
Yeah.
But also, I have one last question for you guys. That is this a fair assessment on whether this is a good
thing,
society or not?
Well, it depends. If you do it in various locations through a really long time, it might be. I'm curious about the results.
Yeah, I think you'll find human nature, if you added more money, like New Hong Lin had said, you wouldn't get any kind of result like that. So
Yeah, you guys are such pessimists.
Oh.
And I'm not very optimistic about this. I get a very good vibe out of all this. Wish you a very happy day. That's it for today's roundtable. Bye, everybody.